Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time with Naturally 7 and Let
Lord,
It Be.
I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And I pray that our lives for the better, stay in tune with the Lord. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will bring joy and happiness to someone.
And I pray that this message will
be known and fulfilled in every way.
Always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy day. As we consciously choose to come together to deepen in our oneness with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the infinite intelligence, Mother, Father, God. And so the 3rd of December was the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. I was struck with just how many days we have to acknowledge, be it women, be it people with challenging abilities, be it whatever. We're living in a world that has forgotten that we belong to one another and that oneness is our true identity, our true nature, our true expression and way of being. And so this morning I wanted to take a moment out to acknowledge people who have disabilities, their contributions, and the mindset with which they approach and deal with everyday issues that we have to deal with. And last year when I tore my meniscus and was hampered from walking or doing anything, the two occasions when I had to travel into town and with walking stick, it made me or gave me a deeper awareness and appreciation of people who are physically challenged, how navigating simple things such as steps or coming off the pavement or anything that able-bodied people just take in their stride, how difficult it is for them. How we've lived in a world that feels or treats people with physical challenges as somehow less important. And so it's a recognition today, an honoring their courage, their fortitude, and their mental ability to take these things in their stride and persevere and still manage to live life. So it's estimated that about 15% of the world's population experience some form of disability. And it's predicted that this number is going to rise over the years. And so whilst disability correlates with disadvantage, not all people with disabilities are equally disadvantaged. And much depends on the context in which they live and whether or not they have equal access to health, education, employment. So the 2 billion people that are disabled around the world, according to the World Health Organization, these are people that they consider that either have a bodily function or structure, or an activity limitation, or they have difficulty in executing a task or action with a particular restriction. And so of those 2 billion disabled people that the World Health Organization have identified, 20% live with great functional difficulties in their everyday lives. Approximately 1.3 billion people are affected with some form of blindness or visual impairment. That represents 17% of the world's population. 466 million people have disabling deafness or hearing loss. That's 6% of the world's population. About 200 million people have intellectual disability, an IQ below 75. This represents 2.6% of the world's population. And 75 million people need a wheelchair on a daily basis. This represents 1% of the world's population. Now, these figures are just an average. But one thing is certain, that the number of people that are affected by any form of disability represents a significant part of the world's population, from adults to children. And it's also important to remember that some people have multiple handicaps or multiple disabilities. And yet, throughout time, throughout history, these people with disabilities have not allowed them to feel inferior or stop them living their life. Many of whom I have shared with over the years, Helen Keller, who was deaf, blind, and dumb, was amazing. She says, "Your success and happiness lies in you. Resolve to keep happy and your joy, and you shall form an invincible host against difficulties." She had an incredible teacher who patiently taught her how to communicate. And she went on, as we've shared in the past, to touch people, to champion for their rights, people that were blind and deaf. Because often at her time, when she lived, they would just be put in a sanatorium and left to vegetate on the side. We have Stevie Wonder, who I think everyone on this call must love, who says, "Just because a man lacks the use of his eyes doesn't mean he lacks vision." Over the years, Stevie has produced some exceptional music that will last throughout time. His blindness did not stop him from playing the piano or the drums, creating, writing, and just being an exceptional musician. And we all remember Christopher Reeve, an amazing actor who played Superman, amongst others, who through a freak accident whilst horse riding became wheelchair bound. And even though he couldn't move any part of his body, he still went on to star in another movie, a remake of the Rear Window, and didn't allow his disability to stop him. And he said, "So many of our dreams at first seem impossible, then they seem improbable, and then when we summon the will, they soon become inevitable." He showed other people like him, I can't remember if it's quadro or paraplegic exactly, but he showed others that you didn't need to stop dreaming just because your physical body wasn't the same as it used to be. And the fourth person that has so inspired me, and I've shared his story before as well, is Nick Vujic. And he was born with a rare disease where he had no arms or legs. But he's one of the world's most sought-after motivational teachers. And if you Google him, you'll see his picture with his beautiful wife and three absolutely gorgeous children. And Nick says, you can either be angry for what you don't have or thankful for what you do have. So the fact that he had no arms, no legs, he could still move around. And if ever any of you saw the clip where he was on the Oprah show and he came from down in the audience and navigated up the stairs onto the stage, you would be blown away as I was. You see, what I realized as I was looking at this, it's not the physical ability that hampers us. It's our mental ability that hampers us. I was mindful that as Jesus went round and did the healing, there was one story where he goes to the pool of Bethsaida and he sees a man that's been lying there for 38 years. Of course Jesus could see what was wrong with him. But always when Jesus was about to do the healing, he was challenging people to see where their faith lies. And when he asked this man what did he want, instead of the man speaking for his healing, he spoke about his complaints, how he'd been there for so long and there was nobody that was able to help him because there was a certain time of the year when the angel came down and troubled the pool and whoever went in would be healed. And so rather than speaking to what he wanted, he was speaking more of what he didn't want, more complaints, more woes, more pity. And this is what I mean when I say it's about our mental ability, not our physical ability. It's about, do we have the faith in ourselves and in God in us as us to do whatever it is that we are seeking to do, to have, to achieve, to accomplish? Are we limited by our erroneous and false beliefs that somehow our childhood or upbringing, our lack of education or finances, or any of the number of excuses that we can find is the reason why we're not doing, being, or having? All of these people that I shared with you did not allow their physical or mental or emotional challenges to stop them. We remember the woman who had the issue of blood for 11 years that couldn't be stopped. But her mental attitude was, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed. How many of us are lacking that belief, that attitude, that if we turn it over to God, we will get what it is that we are seeking? How many of us have that ability to have that faith that truly God knows what to do and how to do it? That everything will happen in the perfect and timely way? For divine order is always in order. Our sacred text comes from Milarepa, who says, if you lose all differentiation between yourselves and others, fit to serve others, you will be. And when in serving others, you will win success, then you shall meet me. And finding me, you shall attain Buddhahood. Now here in our sacred text, the invitation is to recognize that there is no difference between us and anybody else. Physical-bodied, able-bodied, disabled-bodied. Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, or any of the other multiple religions, there is no difference. Heterosexual, homosexual, and anything else in between, there is no difference. When you recognize and honor the individuality within each, open to be connected to the oneness. Then we shall have the Christ consciousness, and in having the Christ consciousness, we will awaken. That is what it means to attain Buddhahood. We will awaken to the truth of our being, that we, as every other individual that exists on the earth, is an expression of the one life, the one power, the one presence. My poem is by Helen, and she says, "Your mental disability is not a disability to me. Be it PTSD or bipolar or anxiety, depression, or just riding solo. It's not a disability to me. It may play havoc with my everyday life, but it's not an impediment or an indication that you lack ability to deal with living strife. It's not a disability to me. It's more heightened empathy, a conscious awareness, not a disease. Some cases can be, but not a disability to me. It just means your fortitude takes you to the next level when the ground falls beneath your feet. You don't lay down to grovel. You find your ways to make a near endless day better than it was yesterday. You praise all tomorrows because you made it today. Your mental disability has never been a disability to me in any way." Our science of mind reading is entitled Small Courtesy. The first quote is a barkerism and says, "Thoughts and emotions are both functions of God's mind, interrelated." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, who says, "We outwardly experience our states of consciousness." The author writes, "I think that if we are practicing a spiritual system that embraces oneness with all life as its major belief, there are many ways for this to show up each day. There is, of course, the recognition of others as brothers and sisters in this life. And there are also small and precious ways of behaving. I think we owe one another small courtesies, thoughtful speech, small assists when others are overburdened, the willingness to listen and attentiveness to others' needs. These small kindnesses should be routine, but many times they are not. We are sometimes so busy or caught up in our own concerns that we overlook the small turn to another that would bring ease to him or her. I take this as a kind of non-recognition of oneness, a flash of self-involvement that turns us inward. Anyone can do this from time to time, but if it becomes a frequent behavior, it can produce a dullness in us that borders on lack of respect. Such disrespect tears at our souls. It's easy enough to correlate these small indignities. Each day, we need only remember that we are sharing the divine life with others, and that nothing changes this. Not careless behaviors or sharp words. We can heal all misunderstandings, redirect ourselves to speaking thoughtfully to one another, and truly remember who we are, and by extension, how we are connected to one another. My story this morning was shared by one of our Sunday Solas. And it says, "A blind boy sat on the steps of a building with a hat by his feet. He held up a sign which read, 'I am blind, please help.' There were only a few coins in the hat, spare change from folks as they hurried past. A man was walking by. He took a few coins from his pocket, dropped them into the hat. He then took the sign, turned it around, and wrote some words. Then he put the sign back in the boy's hand so that everyone who walked by would see the new words. Soon the hat began to fill up, a lot more people were giving money to the blind boy. That afternoon, the man who had changed the sign returned to see how things were. The boy recognized his footsteps and asked, "Were you the one that changed my sign this morning? What did you write?" The man said, "I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in a different way. I wrote, 'Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it.'" Both signs spoke the truth, but the first sign simply said that the boy was blind, while the second sign conveyed to everyone walking by how grateful they should be to see. So every year the BBC brings out the list of 100 women, 100 women of amazing people who have contributed and made inroads or have stood up to injustices or abuses of the world. And I share often with you many of them. And one such is Shani Dahanda, who is an award-winning disability specialist and social entrepreneur. She's recognized as one of the UK's most influential disabled people. Shani founded and continues to lead the Diversability Card Initiative, the Asian Women Festival, and the Asian Disability Network. All three disruptive platforms are united by the common purpose of empowering underrepresented communities. She says, "As the world recovers, it's our collective responsibility to rebuild an inclusive and sustainable future for all." Like our story shared, there is always an opportunity to be grateful, to be able to embrace our five senses, to be able to function daily without help, without the need of others, and to be acknowledging just not how blessed we are, but to acknowledge that our mental ability is that which shapes and directs our life, and not allow anything else to dissuade us, discourage us, or cause us to be despondent and despairing, because as we have seen this morning, it is our mental capacity, our mental ability, that will attract to us that which we are seeking, needing, wanting, desiring, or believing. My beloved, if we are to attain Buddhahood, if we are to awaken to this truth of who we are and whose we are, if we are to live from this awareness, we need to ensure that our mental capacity, our mental ability is in alignment with the Christ consciousness. The Bible says, "Let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you." Our beloved teacher did not see disability. He only saw the level of people's faith and belief. He did not see anything other than the Spirit of Christ in and through all who he met. And as he interacted with them, he was calling it forth into their awareness, into their consciousness. He told us if we knew the truth would set us free. As I share often, our spiritual journey is not for the faint-hearted. We are required over and over and over to keep applying truth, to keep remembering truth, to keep living from truth. I called myself last night as I was in prayer, regurgitating something that had happened and my irritation over it. And I knew that the Spirit was allowing me to regurgitate and relive and agonize and upset myself before it touched my spirit to remind me of truth. to let go and to allow the faith that sustains me to remind me that this faith always, always is available. And so, my beloved, our invitation this morning is to recognize that it's not our physical ability, but our mental ability that will lead, direct, and take us upon the path we desire. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within, to commune and deepen down with the source of being, God in us as us. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we are breathing in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Take a breath in and say, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." As you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Breath as I breathe out forgiveness. feeling. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath. As I breathe in, increased faith. And as you breathe out, this is my breath. As I breathe out, improved mentality. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in increased faith. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out an improved mentality. Increased faith. Improved mentality. Increased faith. Improved mentality. Increased faith. Mentality. Increased faith. Improved mentality. Here, in the cave of the heart, sanctuary of the soul. Let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience in our week ahead. Always as we hold the vision, we add the feeling component to it. What will it feel like as I achieve, accomplish, whatever it is you are holding in your head now? take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. I'd like us all to hold the vision of our world, to see our beautiful blue spinning globe, and even though it's just a speck in the huge cosmos or galaxy, it is our home. And let us take a moment to send love out to our beautiful world, to all inhabitants and sentient beings. There are no words that are adequate to list all that is happening, for all that is going on, for all the needs of all the inhabitants of our earth. But we know that we are one with and a part of the one life, the one intelligence, the one power that is in and through all things. And so as we connect consciously to this one presence, one life, one power, and send out that which is at the core of our being, love, we know that it cannot but help, touch, heal, bless, influence our beautiful world that we are holding in our mind's eye at this time. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, remembering our oneness with you, our oneness with each other, we come back to the truth that we are spirit of spirit, that we live, move, and have our being in you, and that living, moving, and having our being in you, the divine intelligence of all life, takes on different shapes or forms or expressions. No one expression is better or more than or superior to another. Whether we are physically abled or physically disabled, whether we are mentally abled or mentally disabled, we all carry your life, your presence, your spirit. Let us learn to respect each other, no matter what we see or perceive as differences, for they are unreal in you. So may we create a world that we are holding right now in vision, a world that works for all people, irrespective of gender, irrespective of sexual orientation, irrespective of physical or abled or disabled, irrespective of religion, race, or culture. May we see only oneness. May we see only wholeness. May we only see you. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For everything that is happening across our beautiful world at this time, too infinite, too much to even name, we simply surrender to you, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. And as we send forth this love out into the world, we know that even though it may feel insignificant, that on some level, in some way, it is making a difference. So we thank you for health and wholeness, for strength, for our mental ability and capabilities to always connect with you, to always deepen in our faith, to always surrender to you, God in us, as us. For every need, for every want, for every desire, individually and collectively, I surrender to you now, knowing that it is your infinite grace that is our sufficiency for all things. So for your life that is our life in us, we are grateful. For your infinite blessings that ever abound for us, to us, we are grateful. For your presence, for your love that ever embraces and watches over us, we are grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we enter and do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our morning's affirmation and Buddhist meditations. Our science of mind affirmation, repeat after me. Yes, I know that everything and everyone.
Yes, I know that everything and everyone.
I behold are extensions of God.
I behold are extensions of God.
I bring caring respect to them.
I bring caring respect to them.
I'm interested in their well-being.
I'm interested in their well-being.
I turn my attention to their needs.
I turn my attention to their needs.
With an open mind and heart.
With an open mind and heart.
Our Buddhist meditations, if anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination, our Rumi quote for the week. Rumi says, I prayed to be liberated from the chains of jealousy, to be set free from worldly attachments. Instead, I want to fill my heart with matters of spirit to help me resist the distractions of the outside world. Just to remind you, we'll have our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10 on Thursday as usual. And my closing benediction is by Thomas Merton. O God, we are one with you. You have made us one with you. You have taught us that if we are open to one another, you dwell in us. Help us to preserve this openness and to fight for it with all our hearts. Help us to realize that there can be no understanding where there is mutual rejection. O God, in accepting one another wholeheartedly, fully, completely, we accept you and we thank you. And we adore you. And we love you with our whole being, because our being is in your being. Our spirit is rooted in your spirit. Fill us then with love, and let us be bound together with love as we go our diverse ways, united in this one spirit, which makes you present in the world, and which makes you witness to the ultimate reality that is love. Love has overcome. Love is victorious. Amen. So my beloved, it's December, and always in December we have Christmas songs. So my Christmas song to you is entitled Christmas Love, and it's by the Rotary Connection. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was the Rotary Connection, and all the world needs is a little Christmas love. My beloved, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Whatever you're doing, stay warm, stay dry. And I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.